Let's all stand again if you want. It's just what an honor to be here with you this morning. It's good to see Pastor Ray and Beverly with us this morning. We love them so much. It's good to see all of you. God is doing amazing things. And right now we're all going through this crazy thing. 2020 will be in the history books for all of us. But it's going to get better, amen? God is good. Let's just worship Him. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh. Oh Lord, how awesome is Your name. Awesome is Your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, we worship and proclaim. Lift up Your mighty name in all the earth.
Let's all sing that again.
Oh Lord, how awesome is Your name. Awesome is Your name in all the earth.
Oh Lord God.
Oh Lord, we worship and proclaim. Lift up Your mighty name in all the earth.
Your name
is Your name. The Lamb of God is the bread of life, the light of the world.
Your
name is the King of Kings, the Holy El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty.
Ooh, He's the Lord.
Oh Lord, we bow before Your throne. We worship You alone in all the earth.
Your love, Lord God,
Your love has broken every chain. We glorify Your name, Lord of the earth.
Your name,
Your name is the Lamb. The bread of life, light of the world.
Your
name is the King of Kings, the Holy El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty.
Your name is the Lamb of God,
is the bread of life. The light of the world.
Your name
is the King of Kings, the Holy El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty.
Lamb of God, bread of life, light of the world,
light of the world.
He's a King of Kings.
King of Kings, El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty,
He's the Lamb of God,
Lamb of God, bread of life.
Your name is
light of the world.
He's the King of Kings,
King. Is the Lamb of God, is the bread of life, the light of the world. Your name is the King of Kings, the Holy El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty. Your name is the Lamb of God, is the bread of life, the light of the world. Your name is the King of Kings, the Holy El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty. Ooh, He's the Lord God Almighty.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus.
All my life you have been faithful.
He's a faithful God. Thank you, Jesus.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Just sing that chorus.
Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Come on, sing it out.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
Yes, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. You can have a seat if you'd like this morning. We're just going to continue in a spirit of worship today. This is a real honor for Glenda and myself. Stay up here for just a second, Rachel. Just stand right there. You're right. It's good to have Glenda's twin sister, Brenda. Wave to everybody, Brenda. For years, Glenda and Brenda sang together, and then us guys came into their lives 38 years ago, Jeff and myself, and kind of messed things up a little bit. But now it's been actually amazing. So it's always such a blessing to have Brenda sing with us. This is a treat for us and a treat for y'all today. Brenda lives in Twin Falls, Idaho, just down the road a couple hours, and so we snapped her this morning, and so glad to have her. 38 years ago, next month, these two young girls were born, and my wife was at a banquet doing, her and Brenda were actually singing at a Valentine's banquet, or no, some kind of a banquet, and she was 6 months pregnant to the day, and she went into labor that night. And we tried everything, the doctors tried everything to stop her from delivering these babies because they were going to be so small and maybe not make it. But they delivered the babies. There was a plane on the tarmac in Salt Lake City waiting to see if they survived. And they survived, so they flew to Twin Falls. They life-flighted them to the University of Utah Hospital. They weighed 1 pound, 15 ounces. They got down to 1 pound, 9 ounces. They spent 2 months in Utah in the hospital in little incubators. And Glenda and I were so young. She was 18. I was 20. And we would go every Saturday and Sunday and spend the weekend with the girls. And all we could do is put our hands inside those little things with our gloves and kind of tickle their feet for 2 months before we could really hold them. They were so small, their heads were the size of tennis balls. To give you an idea, their whole arm from the inside of the armpit to their fingertips was as long as my index finger. The whole arm was that long. So you can imagine how small these little babies were. And so 38 years later, they're standing on your stage today giving Jesus all the praise. Isn't that awesome? So it's a treat for us to have our twins with us. Rachel, wave Rachel, and Michelle. Rachel has given us 3 beautiful granddaughters. And Michelle has given us 3 amazing grandsons and a granddaughter. So we have 7 grandkids. How many grandparents out there? It's pretty awesome, huh? Woohoo! So we're just excited to be with you this morning. We were driving down your L.A. traffic street last night. I'm like, good night. See, I was raised in Cache Valley. I was raised in Roy growing up. And so all my relatives lived here. My cousins lived here in Logan. So we were here all the time in Logan. And I was telling Glenda and Brenda last night as we were driving around, like, this is not the Logan I remember growing up. I mean, 2 Walmarts in one town, and it's crazy. So what that means is the harvest field is huge for y'all, isn't it? It's huge. I mean, this is the most amazing church. We love coming to this church. We love your Pastor Dane and Bev. They're amazing, aren't they? They have an incredible team. Give it up for Tom back there, faithful. And Matthew, give it up for him. You know, I just appreciate Glenn and I have been worship pastors in and out for all of our lives, really. And so there's nothing more great than having a good media team to say, hey, I'm there for you to help you. So praise God for our media people. Without a good sound man, it'd sound like this. Oh, yeah, there it. So I love having a good sound man. I'm just rumbling. So let's just worship the Lord. Talk about the names of God. Glenn and I wrote this song while we're in Vietnam. We'll share a little bit about Vietnam here in a little bit, but share this song.
Well, when we were in Vietnam, one of the teams that we help, we call them our Daniel Projects. The Daniel Projects are like the prime of Israel had been taken captive and taken to Babylon, and they were the skilled workers. They were the prime of Israel. Well, the prime of Vietnam is what we call our Daniel Projects, because there are some gifted, just incredibly anointed people that are reaching the country of Vietnam. And so we call them our Daniel Projects, just like Daniel was taken to Babylon. And so when we're there, one of the groups is called Scripture Union. And young Esther, we call her young Esther because there's another Esther in another project. We call her Pastor Esther. Young Esther wrote a curriculum for the kids in Vietnam to learn about Jesus. And you know what? It wasn't until I was older that I heard about these names of God. And when you learn about his character, you love him more. You learn more and more about him. And so Jehovah Nisi, he is our banner. He is the banner over us, that when we go out into battle, we are under the banner of Jesus Christ. That's our strength. It's not in us. It's in the banner of Jesus. And then we have Jehovah Rapha, our healer. God is our healer this morning. If you need a healing, raise your hand. Amen. Jehovah Rapha, come into this room this morning, Father. We ask that Jehovah Rapha release your healing virtue in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus was shed, Father, for all of these things. We thank you that you are our healer, and we claim healing in this place by the power of your Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, we ask it. Thank you, Lord God, for being our Jehovah Rapha, in Jesus' name. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the beginning, and he is the end. We have Jehovah Shalom. Don't we need Jehovah Shalom in this day? We need his peace. And the power of his Holy Spirit fills us with that peace. El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty. When we acknowledge who he is, we bring in his presence. We acknowledge who he is. He is the Lord God Almighty. The Lord God Almighty. And Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. He is in your situation. He's here. He's there. He's already there. Jehovah Shammah is already gone before you. So we want to sing these songs. Just join in with us. Greg and I wrote this in Vietnam this year to challenge us to remember who our God is.
The name of Jesus, no other name but the name of the Lord, no other name but the name of Jesus.
Sing those words with us.
No other name but the name of the Lord, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah.
Thank you, God. You are our healer, Lord, Jehovah Rapha. Thank you, Jesus. Sing these words.
No other name but the name of Jesus. No other name but the name of the Lord.
No other names.
No other name but the name of Jesus. No other name but the name of the Lord. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah.
Your hand this morning. Father, we know that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are our healer. You're Jehovah Nissi, our banner, Lord God. You are El Shaddai. You are Adonai, Lord God. You are our Father. You are our God. The first, the last, the beginning and the end. You are our healing. We thank you, Jesus. Well, this year actually was an interesting year for every one of us in this room. Every one of us have our stories to tell about maybe someone you know or something you went through or the virus, all that kind of stuff. But when we left from Shreveport to go to Vietnam in February, we were supposed to take about 12 of your folks with us. And then the virus hit China, and pretty scary because we were going to Vietnam, which is like right next door to China, and so we felt that we were supposed to go. So Glenn and I were going about a week and a half ahead of the rest of the team joining us. We got there, no problems. We wore a mask on the flight, everything over there. But then everything kind of went haywire, and everything canceled. all the airlines, North Korea or South Korea, which the most the team was going to, South Korea, they shut their borders because they had a lot of virus. And so all the flights were canceled for the team here in the church. But God had a reason and a plan. But he gave us a word, prepare, before we went to Vietnam, and we didn't know what that word really meant. Started to make sense, though, Pastor Dane. Pastor Dane called me just a day or two before we left, and he goes, I don't know, I'm just really praying about this for our team. God was taking care of it because their flights all got canceled. Lonnie ended up buying a new flight through Tokyo. She got there, and she did good and got home just in time, really, to Logan before everything kind of shut down. And then the whole country shut down. We were in lockdown for a complete month in April in our apartment in Vietnam. We were able to do a lot of online services for international churches in Vietnam, in Malaysia, also churches here in Utah. We were leading worship from our cell phones in our apartment and mixing it, and it was pretty cool. We had to walk 2 miles each day to get groceries, just enough for that day. So it was good exercise for us to get out and walk because they shut down all the taxis and buses, all the, I guess you call them Uber here, but call them Grab over there. But God did amazing things. But I want to tell you that the word, I will not be shaken. Say that with me. I will not be shaken. Let's read this first verse together. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Psalm 55, 20, 22. Next verse. These are verses we need to hang on to during this time. Surely the righteous will never be
shaken.
They will be remembered forever. Psalm 112, 6. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be
shaken.
Psalm 62, 2. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be
shaken,
but endure forever. Psalm 125, 1. And then Acts 2, 25. I saw the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be
shaken.
Amen. We need to remember that. If you're one of God's kids, if he is your Lord and you trust him with all your heart, we don't have to get up in the morning with fear. We just say, God, I trust you. We don't have to walk around and be afraid. You know, yeah, we probably ought to be smart, definitely. We don't go into places that we might get a virus or whatever, but we don't need to be fearful. God knows what's going on. He's on the throne. He never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so hold on to those words. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him. Amen? And he will lead you down the path of the right path in his righteousness. I will not be
storms and through the pain, through the mighty rushing waves, I will not be shaken. For I know you calmed the sea, and you gave your life for me, so I will not be shaken. Your love made me whole, so I'll shout with all my soul. I won't be shaken, I won't be moved, for you go before me. I won't be silent, I will not fear, my God, you're always near.
Yes, we need to believe that this morning, amen.
Your love's so sweet to know, your mercy's overflow. I will not be shaken.
Yes,
your light shines deep within. Will you wash away my sin?
Sing that.
I
be shaken. Your love made me whole, so I'll shout with all my soul. I won't be shaken, I won't be moved, for you go before me, Lord. I won't be silent, I will not fear. My God, you always lead. Strong, you carry us when we cannot carry on. Come on, shout that out. I won't be shaken, I won't be moved, for you go before me. I won't be silent, I will not fear. My God, you're always near. I won't be shaken, I won't be moved, for you go before me, Lord. I won't be silent, I will not fear. My God, you're always near.
Yes.
My God, you're always near.
My God.
My God, you're always near.
A word for you here. This is Psalms 59:11. It says, David said about his enemies that were coming against him, do not kill them, Lord. Lord, personal God, our shield, or my people will forget. That really stood out to me. I want to tell you, share with you my dream that I had about a week ago. We were in an auditorium full of thousands of people, believers, and we began to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. It was just quiet and listening to the Lord. And all of a sudden, different people began to shout out what the Holy Spirit was saying to them. And we all were saying the same thing. And when I felt the Holy Spirit say to me, and it was the same thing all of us were saying, was follow me. And when I spoke that out, Jesus appeared in front of me and said, follow me. And all of a sudden, I was behind him in the shadow of his cloak. And he said, follow me. And I began to get stern, follow me. And the enemy started to come towards us. And have you guys ever seen Star Wars? It was kind of like Star Wars. And Jesus was there fighting. Follow me. Follow me. And he began to fight. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. And the enemy I kept feeling the pressure and the weight. I wasn't afraid. I knew he was with me, but he was telling me, I'm fighting your battles. Stay in. Psalms 91 says, those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High will abide under the shadow. I was in the shadow of his cloak. Will abide under the shadow. So it says, those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my strength, my God in whom I trust. So I don't know if that dream was for the whole congregation, but I think it was. Because we were all saying the same thing, and God is fighting our battles. He says, the battle belongs to the Lord, my personal God. You guys want to stand for this one? I don't know how you can sit down.
Can you see the writing on the wall? The Savior of this world soon will call. The blinded eyes don't see, hardened hearts they won't believe. The God is calling all of us today. The trail is love and light along the way. Cause if the sun has set you free, if the sun has set you free, then you are free indeed. Free, free in Jesus. No more running, no more hiding. Free indeed. I'm free, free in Jesus. If the sun has set you free, you're free indeed.
Yes. Woo.
So who will go and who will count the cost to a world so hurting and so lost? Who will go and who will send? Proclaim the truth to every nation. Free, free in Jesus. No more running, no more hiding. Free indeed. Come on, sing. Free, free in Jesus. If the sun has set you free, you're free indeed.
Is that you this morning? Are you free?
If the sun has set you free, you are free indeed. This world no longer has a hold on me. If the sun has set you free, then you are free indeed. This world no longer has a hold on me. Oh, if the sun has set you free, then you are free indeed. This world no longer has a hold on me. Come on, sing it one more time. If the sun has set you free, then you are free indeed. This world no longer has a hold on me.
Everybody,
free, free in Jesus. No more running, no more hiding. Free indeed.
Yes,
free, free in Jesus. If the sun has set you free, then you're free, free in Jesus. No more running, no more hiding, free indeed.
Yes,
free, free in Jesus. If the sun has set you free, you're free indeed.
Yes, Lord.
You're free indeed. You're free indeed.
Come on, let's give the Lord praise. Thank you, Lord. Woo, you can sit down if you want. Man, we're having fun. Does anybody like old trucks, old pickup trucks? Josh does. Anybody else? Well, Brenda's husband, Jeff, who's not with us this morning, he owns a 1949 or 47 Chevy pickup truck.
49.
For those of you that know your pickup trucks, you'll see it on the screen here in a second. You'll say, oh, I know that one. But his dad gave it to him a few years ago and said, I want you to keep it in the family. When it's time for you, you pass it down to your son, and they can pass it down to their sons. And so, anyway, we wanted to do one of our country songs. Anybody like country-style music in here? A couple of you? And to the pickup truck going down the road, and he calls it the flivver. Now, that's a word. Anybody ever heard that word before, flivver? Look it up. I thought it was just a slang word, but flivver is an old vehicle. So, man, I own a flivver. So Jeff and Brenda, they own a flivver. It's a 1949, I think, Chevy pickup truck. Here it is.
Took a drive down this country road just to spend some time with God. And many questions I had on my mind. Oh, about this journey I'm on. Should I go to the left or should I go to the right? Should I stay on this road? Should I stay on this road that I'm traveling on? The sun was shining through the trees. Birds were flying overhead. Smell the flowers in the breeze. Driving down this road to clear my head. Should I go to the left? Should I go to the right?
Come on, help us out. You know the words.
Should I stay on this road? Should I stay on this road? Many signs along the way, trying to tell me where to go. And many people fell to their prey, but I think I'll stay on this road. Should I go to the left? Should I go to the right?
All right, I want to hear you sing it. Yeah.
Should I?
All right, you'll get another chance. Come on.
Ooh,
next time, nice and loud. Yeah.
Should I stay on this road? Ooh. I took a drive down country road. I believe I heard from God. And all the questions I had on my mind. And about this journey I'm on, he said, don't go to the left and don't go to the right. You just
everybody, come on, help us.
You just stay on this road.
Amen, amen. Pastor Michael, I'll tell you, it's such a joy to meet you and your lovely wife. They're from Colorado. You just look, you seem like we've known you all our lives. I don't know what it is. have that kindred spirit. But Wita, it's an honor to meet you, and welcome to Utah. Welcome to Utah, right? I was in Georgia one time, and someone said, "Where are you from?" I said, "Utah." She goes, "Utah? No, not Utah. Utah." But it's good to be back in this beautiful country. You didn't notice the snow on the mountains this morning? You get ready to get those tomatoes in now. It's a coming. So beautiful. I just want to go out there and take some video. We shoot all of our own video ourselves. Glenn and I have been videographers for years. And used to work for CBS Television. And so one of our favorite things is to get out in God's creation and just shoot these beautiful nature shots. We have DVDs on the table and USBs of our nature videos. And they're really cool because you just put them in when you just want to chill. Everybody say chill.
Chill.
Yeah. Tranquility, you know, I need some peace and quiet. I need some just tranquil moments. Put the DVD on. It loops for an hour with beautiful soft music. You hear the nature sound. You hear the wind. You see the waves and you hear the waves. And so that's a plug for our videos. So make sure you get one, all right?
He's being too nice here. I think, you know, God says to give and you shall receive. But let's just give out of worship to God. They want $10 for their DVDs. Let's give them $20. Can we do that? I didn't pay her to say that. No, he did. But can we give of ourselves? You know, I'm saying that from personal experience. You know, when we can give, there's so much joy in that. I worked hard the last week to do extra stuff for my husband to help lift a load so that I could be here. And then I did some extra stuff on top of that for myself. And I was just thinking, I felt so much joy just giving to my husband that way. And it was so cool. I was like, this is unto the Lord. So you don't have to take that, but if God's laying that on your heart, you know, I think it would be cool. Just whether it's to them, whether it's to your wife, to your husband, whoever it may be, do it as unto the Lord, and God will bless you. Amen.
Man, thank you, Rachel. Yeah, Jared had to get three little girls ready and go lead worship at their church this morning. So a 2-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 10-year-old, right? Eight? Oh, man, they're growing too fast. And then Richie had to get 4 kids ready this morning and to go lead worship at their church. It's amazing because our two son-in-laws are worship pastors with their wives. And we prayed back when they were helping Dame with the youth pastorate position over at Pastor Ray and Bev's church in Ogden. Rachel and Michelle would come over and they're assistants. And we prayed, God, send us worshipers, send us musicians. Because we'd have a lot of young guys come on the stage and want to talk to our twin girls when they were single, you know. And I'd say, hey, off the stage. I said, unless you can play bass guitar or drums. And God heard our prayers and sent us 2 amazing musicians, and they're both worship pastors with their wives. And then our daughter Anna came along 13 years later. She's 24 now, and she just got married 2 years ago. We didn't pray for a worship pastor or musicians, and we got a mechanic. Praise God for mechanics. Woo! He's an IT guy too, so he can work on your truck and your computer at the same time. Talented. So Anna and Hunter, they still live in Shreveport. He's an IT guy for the veterans of the VA hospital. And Anna has her own hair salon, and she's just knocking it out of the park and doing really wonderful. So another thing we have, since we're talking about our products, I'll get that out of our hair. We have this really cool thing. Everybody say, wow, what is it? Yeah. This is a business card USB. It has both of our newest CDs on it, all of the music, MP3 files. You can stick this in your USB slot in your car, and then it'll say the Boss Docs, and you can play all of our music in your car from this guy. Also, say, there's more? Yeah. Thanks for asking. Yeah. In 1981, the Lord changed my heart forever. I came out of the Mormon church. That's another story, but God delivered me. I got saved, and I never really knew anything about the Lord, really, the Bible, or a personal relationship with Jesus. But that was the year I gave my heart to the Lord. Well, a news anchor in Shreveport, Louisiana, on Sundays, they let him do stories of faith. And this guy is a born-again believer. And he heard about our story. He says, I want to do a story on you too. And so that's also on here. It's an MP4 file, so you stick it in your computer, drag the files, and you can watch our how the story of Glenn and I, how we met and all that. And there's more. There's more? Yes, thanks for asking. There's three other songs on this that are on any CD out there that you'll love. Also, if you're a musician, a guitar player, any guitar players in here? Well, good grief. I'm doing lessons tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Everybody show up. If you're a piano player, a guitar player, or whatever player you are, all of our music's also on here. All the chord charts, PDF files. And so this is the coolest deal since Grandma's homemade pie right here. Okay? Because a lot of you go, well, I don't have a CD player in my car. See, now you have no excuse right here. Okay? But the CDs are also out there. Each one of you were given an envelope today, so at the end of the service, if you'd like to donate to help us with what we do in Vietnam and what we do nationwide, you can donate to our ministry through that envelope. And Pastor Dame will come up later on. Glenn and I was raised in Brenda in the 70s and 80s. Any 70s and 80s people out there? Yeah. Yeah, we grew up with... But we change the words. Sweet home up in glory. Lord, I'm coming home to you. Sweet Jesus, he's my Savior. Lord, I'm coming home to you. So we'd take those old songs from the 70s and 80s and we would give them new lyrics. And so, and then we even took the old Rugged Cross and... Any guitar players? What tune is that? On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. To hear the rest of the song, you need to buy the CD. All right. Actually, you don't have to buy it. We're giving away the rewrite CD. If you spend $30 or more at that table, you get the rewrite CD for free. All right. So, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Anybody? All right. Looking out my back door. What was that all about? You know, we all sang it as Christians. We're like singing all these songs, and then later we go, oh, my word, that song's, wow, you know, about this or that. And it's like, so that's actually a song about paranoia, you know, so they're doing drugs. And because the lyrics are saying, you know, elephants doing cartwheels and, you know, statues walking around in high heels, you know. It's like, that's called hallucination, dude. And so... We love that tune, so now it's called Giving Thanks to the Lord. Everybody say that. Giving Thanks to the Lord. All right, help us out. I just got home from Idaho, traveling, singing for the Lord, singing songs about his love and grace. One man stood up in the crowd, the whole place sang out loud, giving thanks to the Lord. The choir sang just as I am, the whole place lifted holy hands, the altar filled with people on their knees. The preacher read from the book of Psalms, we give thanks to you, O God, giving thanks to the Lord. Young and old alike, they were playing in the band. You could see that God was on the move. The drummer played that old backbeat, and everyone stood to their feet.
giving thanks to the Lord.
You guys won't remember the original lyrics anymore.
Young and old alike, they were playing in the band. You could see that God was on the move. It was such an awesome sight. Darkness swallowed by the light. Giving thanks to the Lord. Is still the same. His mercy and his grace remain. Jesus Christ alone can heal and save. Well, I'll praise him in the morning, and I'll look for him each evening, singing do, giving thanks to the Lord. Do, giving thanks to the Lord.
Everybody.
Do, giving thanks to the Lord.
Amen. Well, we were thrilled to hear that Pastor Michael is a twin also. And many of you have probably heard our twin story, but Brenda and I, being identical twins, are not supposed to have twins. And then Greg and I had our own set of identical twins. And then Greg's sister, Jenny, has three sets of twins. And so she had an empty sack next to her firstborn son, so she really would have had four sets of twins. He has stepbrothers that were twins and an adopted Korean sister that had twins in Australia. But at one time, we all lived in Twin Falls, Idaho. So I think this common spirit has to do with this twin thing as well as we call it being born again. Well, we want to share with you, I'll make it as brief as I can. Greg always tells me I go too long, but it's so exciting what God did this year in Vietnam that we want to share some of those things with you. But I want to share a scripture that is so familiar. It's probably right under John 3:16. How many of you, what would you think the next most popular verse would be that we hear all the time? It's in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 29:11. Well, to preface that scripture, I want to tell you that Greg and I actually felt like this when we were in Vietnam this year. I talked about our Daniel projects and how the prime of Israel had been abducted and taken into Babylon. And so imagine that you hear, oh, don't worry, your kids are going to be back in a couple of years. They'll be back home. Don't worry about it. And then you hear, no, God said, you're going to be there a long time. You need to prepare. And so build your homes, plant your fields, marry, have children, and prepare to be there for 70 years. Now, as a parent, that's pretty heartbreaking. I'd rather go with the 2 years. You would want to believe that. But we need to follow the voice of God. And even when it's hard and it doesn't make sense, we need to follow the voice of God like Michelle was describing. He's saying, he's telling us today, the church today, follow me. Amen?
Amen.
So what he said in that passage that leads up to Jeremiah 29:11 was right after hearing, you're going to be there 70 years. For I know the plans that I have for you. Let me read this in the Amplified Version because I love this. For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and well-being, and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call on me. Isn't that true? When we go through that tough stuff, that's when we call on him. When things are going good, sometimes we forget to call on him. He says, then you will call on me, and you will come and pray to me. I will hear your voice. Wow, that's the awesome promise. And I will hear your voice and I will listen to you. Then with a deep longing, you will seek me. and require me as a vital necessity. And you will find me when you search for me with all of your heart. Well, you know, we have the PPP here. Anybody know what the PPP is since COVID? Payroll Protection Program. Well, the Payroll Protection Program has been like a loan that's forgiven. If you have employees, then you get the loan, and then you can be forgiven once you use it for the purpose of raising up your business. Well, it's a bailout system that's great, but it's temporary. God has a different PPP, and it involves this passage. He has a plan, he has a purpose, and he's going to provide. Amen. So when Gray and I first went over, we both were seeking God's face. Like he said, we fasted and prayed and said, Lord, do we go to Vietnam? That was the prayer. Do we go to Vietnam? And the word was prepare. So we prepared to go to Vietnam, not knowing what we were really preparing for. So like Greg shared, Lonnie, with your are there any team members here this morning that were going to be on the trip? Will you raise your hand if you're here? Okay, there's one in the back. Is that Marilyn? Marilyn, good to see you. Where's the other one? There's someone there too. Okay, awesome. Sorry, guys, I'm having a hard time seeing you. I'm half blind anyway, so... Well, we were so looking forward. Greg and I had prepared for 3 months for this trip, only to find the day before we left that everything was beginning to cancel. And it was like God parted the Red Sea for us to continue and go to Vietnam. And so he had a plan. And we did some exciting things, like we took Lonnie to a refugee camp. We'd never been to this before. But through our Scripture Union team, young Esther took us to this refugee camp. These people were, during the war, they escaped Vietnam when communism took over in 1975. They went to Cambodia to escape communism. But when they got there, they were able to marry and have children for a short period of time. And there were 2,500 people now. And they said, we can't keep you here. You've got to go back to Vietnam. So when they came back into the communist country, the communists said, you fled this country. We no longer want you. But you can stay here and live here along the border, along the water banks, and you have no citizenship. So these people have no citizenship, no country to call their own. They're not allowed to have construction in this area, and it floods every year so that their housing is completely flooded every year, but they are not allowed to construct. So there's a young pastor that has a heart for them, and he ordered bamboo and shipped it to their place so that it looked like they ordered it. And they now have bamboo sticks that lift them up off the ground, but they still live on flats with tarps over their facility. And so Lonnie got to go and visit this refugee center with us, which was, again, our first time to go. So we found out that they can have children. If they can have children in a hospital, they will give them a birth certificate. And that child would have a future in Vietnam with this birth certificate. So we're continuing to pray for these projects that our support team is helping them. And then we have a place called the Hope Center. This, again, is part of Scripture Union ministry. They teach these kids the Bible. They create the education on computers by hand. Everything they do is by hand, and then they duplicate all of their materials like Gospel Publishing House. And then they get it into the hands of all the churches because they're non-denominational. It's scripture only. They teach the Bible only. And so these orphans have parents that work out in the fields, and sometimes one of them will pass away. They work on the mountains. And sometimes those large stones will come down and fall. And so it will kill one of the parents. Then the other one will try to find work and maybe leave for good and not come back. If it's a man, he may find another woman that has children of her own, and she doesn't want his, and so he completely leaves them and abandons them in their village. So this Lutheran pastor and his wife have taken in now 103 of these orphans that live at the Hope Center. And so we were able to take the candies that some of you all had given to. I know Lonnie brought a whole big suitcase full of goodies. That this is some of that we were able to pass out to the kids. And so... The other two projects that we do, we have two that are to children. Scriptures Union is one of those. The other one is Heaven's Music School. Heaven's Music School is Sister Esther and Pastor Daniel, and they are the Billy Grahams of Vietnam. These guys are reaching people all over the country. They bring in the Sapa. Sapa is way up north. It's the poorest of the poor. They make like $3 a day. These children have a special gift of music, and so they're able to get an education because Sister Esther brings them down to Saigon, and she trains them in music, in ministry, and she actually teaches them to read and write. And so they then graduate and go back to their village. Some of the villages have like 10,000 people in their tribes, and all 10,000 have given their lives to Christ. So these seeds are being multiplied exponentially because Jesus has a plan. So Greg and I, we went to all of these places. They're actually constructing a new facility. One of the tiles fell recently in their cafeteria. They turned their garage into a cafeteria to feed all of these children. And so they're asking us to help them provide furnishings once they finish this new building because they are in desperate need for a new building. And God bless them with free rent for the next 5 years of this building. This man is not a believer, but he said, I love what you're doing for these kids. I'm going to give you free rent for 5 years. And because of that, they will be able to add on to that building, and they're asking us to help them furnish it with dressers and beds and blankets and things like that. So this is called Heaven's Music School, and that's the main project that we are focusing on this year. Then we have two other projects called Nisi United is one of them. Nisi is like the big bullhorn of Vietnam. They produce these high-end YouTube videos, top-notch audio and video production. And it's reaching under the Iron Curtain through YouTube, and everybody, young people, old people, middle age, it is reaching the country with the gospel, are hearing about Jesus for the first time on YouTube because of these Christian groups that are doing it online. V-Hope is the other one. Nisi and V-Hope are the two groups that we do this with. So Greg and I had done everything that we could, and now we're stuck in Vietnam in an apartment trying to figure out what God wants us to do there, because he parted the Red Sea for us to be there. We were going through Tokyo coming from Louisiana. It was a different route than coming from Utah. So the Utah group was planned through South Korea. And once we did all of our projects, we raised money all year long. We blessed each one of these four projects with the monies that we raised. And then we were sitting in our apartment producing these worship services for the International Church and for, like Greg explained earlier. So we were blessed to see that God did have a plan for us to be there. But our return trip was scheduled for May 4th. And I was fine because I knew that on May 4th, God was going to bless us with our return flight home. But God had a plan that was different than mine. So May 4th came, and we saw 2 weeks before, 10 days before that, that they had canceled our flight. I have the Expedia app. When I looked at it, it said Dallas to Shreveport was the only flight existing. So our flight from Saigon to Tokyo, Tokyo to Dallas was gone. So we were okay. I was okay because I knew that God was showing us he had another plan. And that plan was to go up to Hanoi, and that's in the north of Vietnam. Just over the border is China, where Wuhan is and where the virus started. And so we were with a doctor. Dr. Tan is a neurologist, a brain surgeon that takes water off of the brains of children that are born with water on their brain. If they don't get that done before they reach a certain age as an infant, they grow up with these giant heads and all they can do is lay around. And actually they get huge. And it's the saddest thing to see these young people laying there. They can live up to 14, 16 years old and then they usually pass. So Dr. Tan, who is a believer, is a neurologist taking the water off of those brains and saving the lives of countless numbers of children. And so Dr. Tan said, look, my heart is drug rehab centers. I love these guys. He says, we are all Christians. We know who our God is. I am a doctor, so if we get sick, and these guys are in isolation as a drug rehab center, so let's go up north and let's visit some drug rehab centers. So in our borrowed time, Greg and I reached 13 drug rehab centers where these people are transformed. See, in the communist system, if you are caught as a drug dealer or somebody using drugs, you get thrown in jail, and they don't have any sympathy or compassion on you whatsoever. When these guys would have withdrawals, they would beat them. They would continue beating them until they were done with one of the withdrawals. It was horrific. And there was a captain specifically that hated them more than anybody. He hated Christians and he hated drug addicts. And so these guys would be tortured by this captain that was very high up in the Communist Party. And so we were told about this, and one of the guys that had been rescued and in the drug rehab center said, "I had never in my life felt love like this that I felt in this Christian drug rehab center. When we came in," he said, "we were beat in the communist prison, but when we came into this drug rehab center, when we would have withdrawals, they began to massage our body, and then they began to sing over us, and then they began to pray over us, and they would read the Word of God, and we felt transforming power like we had never felt before. It was different than anything we had ever felt before, and God would begin to transform them with His Holy Spirit power that's different than anything else, because Jesus' name is above every other name." See, they believe in Buddhism, and there's over 3,000 Buddhist gods. They've got cow dye. They have numerous occultic-type practices with idolatry, ancestral worship. And so these guys, when they meet Jesus, they know the real deal because they've been in the other places. And so when they get transformed, they sing louder than we can on microphones because they're so excited about what God has done. Because God had a plan, we were able to go to this place, and we were told about this captain. And this captain had a stroke. It was so severe, they said he would probably never walk again. And they said, "Captain, we believe this young man that was beat and tortured by this captain went to him as a believer now and said, 'Sir, I know that if you come to the drug rehab center, we can help you.'" And the captain said, "Why would you do that?" He said, "Because I've been changed by this Jesus, and I want you to know the forgiveness that Jesus brings into my heart. I offer it to you." They brought this man into the drug rehab center, this horrific, torturing captain that hated Christians and hated drug addicts, and they nurtured this man, and they nursed him, and he eventually was able to sit up, and then he began to walk slowly. And when Greg and I arrived this day, this man is walking down the sidewalk towards us. The captain had received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior and was now walking. Amen. And what's incredible about this, too, is this man walked up to Greg. Now, think about this. During the war, he was a very staunch communist from the north of Vietnam. He sees Greg, and he walks up to him, and he says, "Oh, the American." And he embraced Greg. There were two things happening there. One was the American-Vietnam War, and he was finding forgiveness in his heart as he saw this American man walking up. Even though Greg was never in the war, we're not Vietnam veterans. He's not a Vietnam veteran. But he was so transformed by this ministry from these young, transformed drug addicts that he began worshiping with us, and he couldn't stop it. He had to just, right while Greg was leading worship, go up and give him a hug and kiss, and he wouldn't leave. And then, they're very brutally honest, he began to pat Greg's stomach. And he speaks very good English. And so they say, "Happy Buddha," when they touch the guy's bellies. "You are a happy Buddha." And so then as we began to continue worshiping, I watched this captain raise his hand up, and in his broken mouth, because he still has the residual effects of the stroke, he says, "I love Jesus." And so we just thank God for this borrowed time, because God had a plan and he has a purpose. And so then we find out that we have a new scheduled flight for June 1st. And I'm so excited we finally get to go home. We've had a great time of ministry. And then we see our friends online that their trip was canceled. They're missionaries in Thailand. And we all grew up in Buell, Idaho together. Had no idea that our hearts would be for Asia one day. And they posted on Facebook, "Please pray for us. Our second trip is canceled." And I said, "Oh, Greg, that's awful. We need to pray for them." I thought I should probably look at my app. There it was. Dallas to Shreveport was the only part of the flight that existed. Flight number 2 was canceled. That's why Greg said Lonnie got home just in time. Felt like we were being abducted in some ways, only we were okay. We were doing great things for Jesus, and we were in an apartment. We were provided for. We actually got great exercise. Like he said, we had to walk to the market. But that one took me a bit because we'd been talking to our girls on Face or WhatsApp and looking at those little babies saying, "I love you, Mimi." And then I look at my app and see that it's canceled again. I said, "God, when can we go home?" One person was saying, "Look, it looks like maybe September, but more than likely 2021 is when you'll get to go home." That's hard to wrap your mind around. And then I think about 70 years. I'm okay. It took 2 days to get out of it. And then the missionaries in Heaven's Music School, her name is Itchy, his name is Frankie. They said, "We want to come pray for you." I wasn't in the mood to see anybody. I was really struggling and I was processing. You know, God understands our process. He understands our humanness because he made us. He made us that way to need him. Like David said, "Don't take my enemies away. I don't want to forget who you are." It's those thorns in the flesh that keep us humble, that keep us coming back to Jesus, because he is the faithful one. So Itchy and Frankie come over and I put on my smile face and try to be okay. They said, "Listen, God put something on our heart. We don't have very much money and we just took a second job, but God told us to give you our first month's salary." Talk about humbling. I said, "No, I can't take it. God will take care of us." She said, "I know. He sent us." They had 5 $100 bills in an envelope that was their entire month's salary for both of them as missionaries in Vietnam. God is our provider. When he has a plan and a purpose, he will provide. And he will provide for them because of the seed they planted. So then we're able to go up to a leprosy village and help install a water filtration system, because now we're not going home. We have some more borrowed time. And God continued to use us to minister to people, one after another, that we saw his purpose for us going through the Red Sea to get to Vietnam. He had a plan for that long time that we were going to be there. Our last flight was, this is the leprosy village where they put the water filtration system in. These people have a church building that most of us would call a shack, that you would put your old lawnmowers and your old things out. This is their church. And this is the first time that they'd had running water provided for them through these other teams that we were working with. 6 hours is what we were told it would take to get there. It ended up being 12. We met some Mennonites in Vietnam. This is a Mennonite church. There's different branches of them, but beautiful, special people. So in our borrowed time, we had a lot of extra things that God had planned because he had a purpose. So then our last flight was June 26th. And I finally came to the place where I said, "God, not my will, but your will be done. I know that you will give me the strength to do what we need to do. But I also know you know the desires of our heart. And we would like to go home if we can, because we're watching our country burn from Vietnam. We're watching the rioting, and we're watching all the things raise up. And we wanted to go home because we wanted to fight here too." So June 26th came, and everything was good until the night before. The night before, our board member called and said, "How's your flight?" I said, "Looking good." He says, "How's your flight?" He travels all over the world selling F-35s. And he has an inroad to what's going on with the airlines. And he said, "It looks like your flight from Saigon to Tokyo has been canceled. But if you can get to Tokyo, you can make the long flight. So we had 6 hours to go to get to Tokyo, and then it would be 14 hours from Tokyo to Dallas. So if we could just make that first flight, we could get home. So I was trying every way possible to connect to get there. It was going to cost around $5,000 total for us to get a one-way ticket to make it work for us to get all the way back home. I said, God, this is your money. People have given and we've raised this money. This is your money. I don't want to just give away $5,000. We paid $800 for our round-trip ticket. And it would be good if they would honor it, but we couldn't make it work. Everything we tried was not working. The money, the dollar signs were going up. And so we continued to pray, and they said, look, Japan Air is showing that it's canceled. American Airlines is saying, we don't know. We can't communicate with them. They're not getting back to us because of this COVID thing. It's crazy. All we can say is go to the airport. So we packed our bags in the apartment. We told them we may be coming back, but we're praying that we're leaving. And we got everything together. We got there, and it was completely empty. We went at 11 o'clock in the morning. There's thousands and thousands of people in this airport every day, and this is what it looked like in Saigon. 3 guards and a janitor were all that we saw. It didn't look good. They said, look, there's a gate agent that comes in at 8. Come back at 7. Come back at 8 o'clock tonight. We were there around 6, and we waited. We got in line for an hour. We went up to the ticket gate, and they gave us tickets. We stood there and waited, and when she slid those tickets across, I cried. We were so excited. We were going home, and we didn't have to pay a dime more. Amen. Once we reached Tokyo, they said, listen, I looked at my text. It says, congratulations, you've been upgraded. You've been upgraded to row 4. Y'all know where row 4 is. Yeah. We were in row 52. You've been upgraded to row 4. We were in business priority. One of our board members called and said, God spoke to me in the shower and said, upgrade them. And so he sent a text saying, you're going to have to change your tickets, trade your tickets in. Greg leans up when we get on the flight. He says, hey, I'm having filet mignon. What are you having? It's because when God has a plan and he has a purpose, he will provide. And if you follow him, you'll see it. Amen. Amen.
So before Pastor Dan comes, we want to take you to Vietnam for the next couple minutes of 4 months, edited it down to 2 minutes, or 4 minutes, I guess. Thank you. you, Jesus. Thank you for praying for us. I know you were praying for us because we felt your prayers being over there for 4 months. It was just amazing what God did to open doors for us to continue to minister to people. The International Church is a church of 400, 500 people, and there's 30 countries in the sanctuary. It's an amazing place to just worship and hear all the different countries. And the pastor is from South Carolina, and he's the first week we got there, God had a plan. He says, Greg, we have to go online. The government's not letting more than 40 people meet in one place. We have no cameras, no equipment to do this because of the people we've been in contact with, the Daniel Project. Daniel, that same week, contacted us, said, Pastor, please pray for us because of COVID. We can't work, no money. And I said, God will provide, Daniel. You just trust him. So now Pastor Jonathan from the International Church says, hey, you know somebody we can hire? I said, yes, I do. And so we contact Daniel. He brought his whole production crew for 6 weeks, produced all their online videos. Every Saturday we'd go to the church. And then it got 40, 20, 10, 9, or 6, 2 people only in one place at one time in Vietnam. And that was the whole month of April. That's when we started producing worship from our hotel, our apartment room. So God is so good. He's going to take care of you. As long as your eyes are on the King. Say that. As long as my eyes are on the King.
As long as my eyes are on the King.
Everything will be all right. You were given an envelope with Blast Off Music Ministries on it. If you don't have one, there's one on the table going out. But if you'd like to make a donation to our ministry to help us with going to Vietnam and helping us, we're trying to raise $20,000 to help those Hmong children have a place. Have rooms. We're going to help furnish that building that their neighbor so graciously let them rent for free or build for free. And so just pray about what God would have you do. Remember what we said, I will not be shaken. So turn this to Pastor Dane. Thank you so much. We'll sing one more song after Pastor Dane comes up. And God is so good, isn't he? Get ready, y'all. Every one of you have a job to do. The harvest is ripe. Last night in Logan, I couldn't believe it. This church is going to be running so many people soon. So it's our job to be ready for this, okay? Don't put all that on Pastor Dane and Pastor Michaels and everybody's shoulders. It's all of our job. Amen? God bless you all.
And wow, it's been good. It's been great to be here together. To worship the Lord together, to hear what God's doing around the world. And if you do want to give towards them, you could write your check out to New Life Fellowship. We'll cut one check to them. Get your app. If you have New Life Fellowship app, you can download it, New Life Fellowship Logan, and you can download it. I did that this morning, and you can give online. There's a guest speaker part right there. So real simple, real easy to do that. Timely message, right? The PPP. God, whatever God spoke to you, it spoke to me today. And so I hope you've been encouraged. Hope you've been blessed through that. Can we stand for this last song?
Yeah.
Hey, let's stand for this last song and let's just worship the Lord together.
Let these lyrics just penetrate into your heart and your soul this morning. Walking through the storm. I just can't see the other side. It's like I'm blind. The wind and the waves surround me on every side. I fear for my life. Then I looked up and saw him reach for me. And my eyes met the one who calms the sea. As long as my eyes are on the King, everything will be all right. All right. As long as my mind is stayed on Him, I can make it through the darkest of nights. He's by my side, Oh, as long as my eyes are on the King, it'll be all right. I turned on the news this morning. I just can't believe my eyes. Fear grips my mind. My heart begins to tremble. Justice on every side. Oh, we're out of time. And then I looked up to see him reach for me with his nail-scarred hands. He rescued me. As long as my eyes are on the King, everything will be all right. All right. As long as my mind is stayed on him, I can make it through the darkest of night. He's by my side. Oh, as long as my eyes are on the King. Yes, as long as my eyes are on the King. Oh, as long as my eyes are on the King, it'll be all right.
Lord God, we thank you, Father, that you are with us, Lord. We thank you that you are for us, God, and not against us. We thank you, Father, that with you, God, that there is written that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Lord, we surrender our lives to you today. I pray, God, that you give us ears to hear what you are saying, Father, and apply it to our life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Guys, have a great, great week.
Keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen.